Hey guys, welcome back to episode 11 of KB and the Boys season 4. Got Nick and Carter here with me and Colby as well on Zoom. Boys,
how's it going?
Good to be back this week. Didn't make it in fully last week. Joined a little late.
Yep. 10 straight weeks of 5 units. Down the drain.
Bad.
You know, had a good week too, you know. Had a good week, but didn't hit the 5U, of course. Thank you, Texans, for getting stuffed on the 1 yard line 4 straight times. That was cool.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm almost rooting against you.
It's now. You know, it's kind of a running joke now.
It's a streak.
It's like, yeah. How long can it keep going?
Yeah. It is not gonna.
And don't take Derrick Henry's rushing yards because he's a part of the 5U. So don't take his rushing yards because it's liable to lose.
It's gonna end this week. I know it.
I mean, you've said that 4 straight weeks on the podcast.
Well,
4 straight weeks. It is not
ended. That you don't hit it. That. It's closer to hitting.
Maybe, or it keeps getting farther away. All right, so do you have your survivor pick? There's kind of 2 games.
What are they?
So me, Schmidt, my dad took Saints over Bears. My brother took Browns over Cardinals.
Yeah, I'll take the Browns over the Cardinals.
All right, Browns over the Cardinals. So there's the survivor.
I have, we've done 3 survivor leagues, and I've yet to make it out of week 1. In all 3 of the Survivor League. Shout out to Chiefs last week.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, tough one for the Chiefs. Games of the week, it's a loaded week, especially college football, but the NFL as well. Records stand at Nick at the top at 20-13, Carter in 2nd at 19-14, myself in 3rd at 17-16, Schmidt at 16-17, and then Holmberg at 14-19.
Oof.
Most of the games, I believe, are just going to be picks. There's a couple spreads. K-State, Missouri, Oklahoma. But first one, Dolphins-Chiefs in Germany. It's a money line pick. I think the spread's only 1 or 2. Schmidt's on the Chiefs. Nick, who are you on?
Chiefs. Dolphins disappear in big games.
They do. Carter?
Dolphins.
Dolphins. Grudge? Is it a grudge pick, or do you actually think the Finns are going to win?
It's a little bit of a grudge, but I'm a huge Dolphins fan.
Colby?
Falcons. Fuck the Vikings.
Well, it's Dolphins-Chiefs.
I know. I just wanted to say that because Carter is talking shit.
Falcons, Vikings, far from a game of the week.
When your quarterback tears his Achilles, you can choose another team to root for.
Are you on the Fins? Are you? Oh, you're the Ravens.
Both.
You can't have both.
I want Lamar on the Fins. One of the.
He wants Lamar on the Fins.
I'm a Lamar fan, but I'm a Dolphins team.
Let me call.
Who'd you say, Holmberg? Did you say Fins or Chiefs?
Chiefs.
Say it, Kyler. Say it.
God. The Chiefs receiving core, man. But Nick's right. The Dolphins don't show up in big games.
Had 2, lost both.
Chiefs.
Ooh, I get a game on everyone?
You get a game on everyone. Cowboys plus 3.5 at Philly. Schmidt's taking the Eagles. Nick?
Cowboys. Always beat down the Eagles. It's weird.
It's in Philly?
It's in Philly.
Ugh.
We lost there last year with a backup by 5.
Cowboys plus 3, hedging a push. That's a very pushy situation.
I thought it was 3.5.
It's 3.5.
Oh, cool. I'm going to get the Cowboys with the win then on the last.
Colby?
Eagles.
Sorry. Not going to ever pick against my team.
I mean, imagine Cowboys. That. The guys at the bottom of the standings are together.
All right, and last one's going to be Sunday Night Football. Moneyline pick. Bills at Bengals. Schmidt's on the Bengals, Nick.
Bengals are hot. And they will stay hot.
Carter?
I agree. I'm on the Bengals.
Colby?
Bills.
Colby on an island.
That's just a hater pick, and he knows it.
Mm-hmm. All right, and so we're going to have 5 games in college football. First one up, K-State plus 4.5 at Texas. God. Schmidt is on Texas.
Who would have guessed?
Nick.
K-State.
Heart pick?
Heart pick.
You don't think they have a chance to win?
Got a shot. If they heat up that young kid, but we'll see.
Carter?
K-State, and that's not a heart pick. That's a head pick.
Colby?
Tex.
What? Say that with your chest. Say it with your chest.
I'm not saying it again.
I didn't hear you. It went away for you.
It
second.
It cut out a little bit.
It cut out a little bit. Did you say Texas? You can shake your head yes or no. Texas? Okay.
K-State is bad at the things Texas is good at. Not a good matchup.
I'm on the Cats. I think they win.
I'll probably put money on the Cavs.
I think they're going to win outright. I don't think the spread's even needed.
I mean, we are hot, but...
Big spread here, Missouri, plus 15.5 at Georgia. Schmidt is on Georgia.
Georgia. Nick?
Oh, wow, that was fast.
Couldn't run that card in fast enough.
Carter? Mm. You hopping on the Missouri train now? That over-under is dead. 6.5 wins.
Where they at now?
7.
Ah, shit.
7-1.
Yeah, shit. I'll hop on the Missouri train.
All right.
Loss.
Colby. It's a lot of points. Colby, like Missouri 15.5 or Georgia?
Yeah, I'm going to hop on the Missouri here. I think they give them a game.
They almost beat who last year? Tennessee?
Georgia. They almost beat Georgia.
Georgia. At home.
Georgia, guess what Georgia's going to do? Remember. Forget.
Where's it at?
Georgia.
Doesn't matter. Missouri. Honestly, give me Missouri on the ML.
This is...
Okay.
Don't you remember this?
I'm going to take Georgia, but I'm not comfortable with the spread at all. The spread's a little large. Everyone said this about Kentucky.
Yep.
Kentucky, Georgia. Beat the shit out of...
Hey, they could be up by 21, and you know... Drinkwitz likes to score late touchdowns.
That's true.
Or 60-yard field goals.
Yeah, and that's still an ass-whooping.
It was uncalled for.
It was uncalled for, what I said. I'm sorry.
What did you say?
I said he also liked 60-yard field goals.
Oh, yeah.
All right, OU minus 5.5 at Okie State. Schmidt's on OU. Nick?
Okie State.
And it's 6.5.
5.5.
And it's a...
It's at 2:30. It's not a night game.
Oklahoma State.
It's
at Oklahoma State. It's not a night game.
True.
Times matter.
Times really do.
I wish KU was playing Iowa State at 2:30 instead of 6.
Oklahoma State's unbeatable tonight. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Unbeatable.
How great of a team is Oklahoma?
Neither are great.
Good enough.
But neither are bad.
Oklahoma lost to KU and Oklahoma State beat KU. I mean... That screams Okie State's better.
Those are Oklahoma facts. Spread.
Colby?
OU.
I'm on OU as well.
I'm going to need, what's his name?
Nick could get a big swing game there, Nick.
I need, what's his name to run for 5 million yards?
Me and Colby are just talking about this. Don't understand how this game's only 3. Clemson. Screams of a USC win over Washington. But Washington at USC is a money line pick. Schmidt is on Washington. Nick?
The Huskies.
Carter?
Really, really want to do it.
I'm doing it.
I'm saying
it. I really, really want to do it.
Say it with me.
There's no way.
Say it with me.
There's no way.
Hey, say it with me. USC money line.
There's no way.
Fight on.
And it's at Washington.
It's at USC. Does that make a difference, though?
No, it's going to be Washington. I'm not dumb enough.
Colby?
That defense travels, they say.
Yeah.
I may put in a cap. It's
Washington,
three?
But...
I'll sit on an island.
I may have cap bet Washington.
Schmidt bottom up.
Yeah.
And I'm betting on, and I'm taking USC. I'll stick on the island.
That's sliding into my mind.
I'm either going to look very dumb, or I'm going to look smart. We'll see.
I don't know, dude. Washington has been weird. They've
been bad.
But this is a big game. It's not like a sleepy spot. When they almost lost to, what's their name, 10 o'clock.
2 weeks ago, their offense
at 1 in the morning against Arizona State.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, their offense was terrible against Arizona State. They pulled that one out. Last week, their defense was awful against Stanford. Almost got beat. I don't know. They just haven't been playing well. But
USC, you riding USC with me?
That they pull it out in a big game.
Carter has switched to USC.
Wow.
I might change a lock.
To Washington?
All right, last game. LSU at Alabama is a money line pick as well. Schmidt's on Bama. It's in Bama.
That's a money line pick?
It's minus 3.
LSU's offense really good.
Schmidt's on Bama. Nick?
Roll Tide.
Carter?
Yeah, I'll take Alabama. That might be an account better, too.
Colby?
What did Carter just say?
He said it might be an account better as well.
Oh, my God.
I'd count bet the Chiefs last week.
I guarantee you USC and LSU both win. I'll say it right now.
Bama.
I'm going to take Bama as well. I think they're just a lot better. Okay. So locks time. Where the fuck are locks? They're there. Alrighty. So I will go first. Obviously in the doghouse. First One unit bet, Jonathan Taylor, anytime touchdown at plus 110 to win 1.1. And Alabama team total over 30.5 versus LSU to win 0.91. I guess standings are as follows. Carter plus 12.77. Schmidt plus 6.81. Nick minus 0.16. You're almost there. You're almost back to the clear. Holmberg minus 6.17 and myself at minus 26.16. Tremendous.
Huh. What am I at? Sorry.
Minus six.
Minus six.
You went, right. you, Nick, and Carter went positive last week. All right, Holmberg. So your first 1-U.
I didn't even like Georgia.
It started already. You told me before kickoff, though.
Can I X that one out?
Yeah, you can.
I'm kidding. I already said to. They're down 7-0. Duke. Minus 6.5, but they're down 7.
And that's the win, 0.91.
Washington minus 3. Washington. All right, I didn't do the odds.
All right, I'll do it after. I'm sure it's minus 110, right? I think it's minus 110. Okay. Minus 110. Nick, your 1-unit plays?
Bama team total over 34.5 at plus 124.
Oh. Oh my God, juiced it.
Georgia minus 15 at minus 112.
Georgia minus 15, minus 112. Okay. Schmidt's 1-units. He bought Washington. Schmidt sent me these 2 days ago. He got on his early. He bought Washington up, though, to 6.5 plus 145. 1 to win 1.145. And then OU. Minus 5.5 at Okie State at minus 120 to win 0.83. Carter?
My first 1-unit lock. Cats money line. 1 to win 1.54 units.
1.45?
Yep. No, 5-4.
5-4, sorry. All right, Cats money line.
Next one. Stop it. Giants money line. 1 to win 1.05.
Oh. 1 point what?
1.05.
Stop it. The Giants and the Raiders.
You see the rest of this. You'll hear them when they come out.
The Giants and the Raiders are playing a football game. It should be illegal that they're. There's no way they're
going to bet on it to watch it. You ain't watching that for fun.
It's true. All right.
Brother, there's more games. Don't watch it.
2-unit play. Three team. Taking a 3-team. 7.5-point teaser. Saints minus 1.5 versus the Bears. Colts plus 4.5 at the Panthers. And Jets plus 10.5 versus the Chargers. That's plus 120. 2 to win, 2.4. And Saints team total over 23.5 versus the Bears at minus 120. 2 to win, 1.54. Colby, 2-U's?
My 2-U's, Nebraska minus 3.
Nebraska minus 3, okay.
OU minus 6.
OU minus 6. All right, Nick. 2-U plays?
Unfortunately, I also have Nebraska minus 3 at minus 110. And I've got Iowa State by 2.5 at home, minus 110.
Iowa State minus 2.
Who's Iowa State play?
KU.
University of Kansas.
They're favorites?
Yeah, they're at home.
Against KU?
Yeah, they haven't lost in the Big 12, have they?
They've lost one game to Oklahoma
that
State.
That feels like another Oklahoma account bet I've got going here.
Really? I don't love it.
Really?
6 o'clock? No. Times matter. Times matter in college football.
Still a good defense and decent offense.
Schmidt's 2-U's bought Texas down to minus 2.5 at minus 170 against K-State.
What's he so scared of?
No clue. Couldn't tell. To win 1.18 and KU money line at plus 120. 2 to win 2.4. Carter, 5-U's? Or 2-U's, sorry.
Trayshawn Ward to go over 40.5. Rushing yards at minus 115.
Here's a prayer.
And then I have...
What's that to win, sorry?
Minus 115.
Oh, you didn't have... Okay,
I don't
see,
have
see.
It for...
All right, that's fine. Next. I got it down.
And then I have another 2-U of the Titans, plus 10.5. Parlayed with the Vikings, plus 7.5. Minus 121.
Vikings. I mean, come on. Vikings plus 7.5?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Minus 121?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, the 5-U plays, like I said earlier, I'm taking Derrick Henry, 50-plus rushing yards, and Baylor money line versus Houston at plus 120. 5 to win 6.
49 confirmed.
Probably. 49 or a concussion in the first quarter. Yeah. Colby, your 5U.
Mine is Notre Dame money line. Yeah, -162.
We're gonna have 3 5-Us of Notre Dame because Schmidt also has Notre Dame. What is it? Minus what?
I might be changing my pick.
162.
I'm on it, Holmberg. I'm the third one.
-162.
That's what mine is.
All right, Nick, your 5U.
I've got Ben Sinnott over 28.5 receiving yards at -120.
-120. Ben Sinnott over 28.5, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Schmidt is taking Notre Dame, but he's taking the spread, -2.5 at -110, 5 to win 4.5.
Trap game.
Carter?
Notre Dame money line, -162.
Wow, we are sticking a fork in Clemson, saying they are dead.
Well, have you seen him play? It might be dead. All right, so those are the locks. Get into the Colby's panel A.
All right.
Panel A is now officially 2-8.
Shout out to two guys who got a panel A win.
How long did it take us?
Yeah, I've contributed. I can't hit a 5U, but I'll hit a panel A for the group.
How long did it take for the first season for us to actually hit one?
We didn't. Basketball season. This is the first one we've hit.
We've hit two of them?
Yeah, we've hit two this season.
When we were doing the teams thing, we hit.
We hit with the teams Wyatt, when we were all doing. Yeah.
But you hit the very first one ever. Kyler did for
solo.
For the solo, and then I hit the second one.
Yeah.
Ever.
When are we going to get callers like Dabo's radio show?
Do we want callers?
It'd be great.
Can we get Dabo to call so I can ask him about his portal stuff that he doesn't use the portal?
Dabo, why are you guys fan?
All right, Colby, with the lay.
All right, I'm feeling good about this one. I decided to take a team out because I knew one of our podcast members would not bet this.
What was it first?
It was Falcons money line.
Not happening.
You wouldn't bet it? I would bet Iowa State if you had it in.
Because the Vikings are winning.
Not? Fuck no, I wouldn't bet it. I agree, Don.
All right, so we're starting out.
The Vikings are going to win anyway.
We have one college game in here. We have the over 61.5 in the LSU-Bama game.
Over 61.5 LSU-Bama. I like that a lot as well. Hopefully Bama scores 62 on their
own. We move on to Sunday with the NFL. Got one leg of the early Germany game. Travis Kelce touchdown.
Yeah.
He's getting in the end zone. I just know it. I just know it.
Oh, he's probably the only receiver that can.
Rashee Rice. Then we have Cleveland -2.5 going against who knows the name of Clayton Tune.
Clayton Tune. Don't forget it. Forget Clayton Tune's name. He's a dog at Houston.
Not very good at Houston last year. So yeah, let's.
He was good prior. He had some good years. In a rough last year.
Against that Browns defense, I hope they feast on them.
And the Vikings.
And then, the last leg, Chargers money line against the Jets.
Chargers. Odds on that?
606.
I like that line.
Yeah, that's spicy. I might even throw in the Vikings money line to spice it up some more.
I was about to say you could throw in Falcons money line to boost it to about 100.
All right, for Hockey Talk, I'll give my NBA pick. 7-2 now. Don't like really anything tonight. But Paul Banchero has not played well this year. But John Collins, not the most elite defender. I think he goes over his points tonight. 16.5 for Paul Banchero at Utah. Utah also on a back-to-back. So I like betting against teams that play back-to-back. But now we can do Carter and Colby's Hockey Talk so we can get some picks. You better give me the picks for tomorrow's games, too.
I can. The games tomorrow are stinky. I'll go first. Holmberg tasked me with the Winnipeg Jets Vegas Golden Knights game as I aced the Golden Knights game last week.
Blackhawks money line.
Blackhawks +300 on the money line.
Fucking electric.
we're looking here. Golden Knights at home tonight. Since we couldn't the Friday game slate was bad, so we chose two games tonight. And Homer and I agree that the Golden Knights are the play tonight at -135 at home. I really don't know what goalie the Golden Knights are rolling out, but it doesn't matter. They both are electric.
They're both really good.
Giving up 2.11 goals a game and 2.21 goals a game for hockey, that is incredible. Over 90% save percentages both ways. 93 for one of them. I yet again, don't think it matters. The Jets are fucked.
Vegas money line. Colby, who'd you play tonight? Because it will be bet, so you better be sharp.
What?
It will be bet, so you better be sharp.
It will be bet?
Yep.
Well, this is a very square bet, but San Jose Sharks going against the Vancouver Canucks. The Sharks are 0-9-1. They've yet to win, and I don't think they're getting that win tonight. Canucks, you can play them on the 60-minute money line. Let's see what that's at.
I think you can play them at -1.5.
You could. Either one you want to do. The 60-minute is -145.
So Canucks ML or -1.5?
Or -1.5.
All right, what about the Stinkers tomorrow? Who's playing?
The Devils at the Blues.
Devils at Blues and Flyers at Sabres.
Who's got which game?
I will take the late game Devils-Blues.
And who do you like?
I would like the Blues at home on a Friday night in St. Louis. They're 3-4-1. Honestly, not very good.
I believe the Blues are scoring the least amount of goals in the NHL.
Exactly. Not very good.
Jack Hughes is really good, but they haven't been playing too good.
Yeah, that's why we discussed not taking the games tomorrow, as they're really, really bad. It's +130 for the Blues, so I'll ride with the Blues here.
Another game tonight. Puck drop at 8:07. Got my lovely Dallas Stars at plus money.
Yes, you did. Against the Oilers. Hockey night in Canada.
The Oilers, now they have a lot of talent, but they have not been playing well.
Yeah, the only talent that's really been doing anything is Dreisaitl.
McDavid's been hurt, but he is back tonight.
Ooh.
Stars coming off a win last night. Got their backup.
The Stars do have the best goalie in hockey currently on their team.
Otter is not in goal tonight, though.
Give me the Oilers on the money line.
I do like the over 6.5.
That's a good play. The Stars' backup goalie, Wedgwood, gives up 3.5 goals a game.
So we like Stars, Oilers, over?
I would say Stars, Oilers, over is something I'll probably be playing tonight.
Colby likes the Stars' money line. Carter likes the Oilers' money line. We got a battle on hockey talk.
That's just a homer pick. I don't like Stars money line.
Well, when you get your star player back, who's the best player in the game, and they're missing the best goalie in the game, it makes sense. I mean, the Stars could win, but you got to play the odds, right?
Yeah.
And Edmonton is going to come out looking good. Connor McDavid being back is obviously massive.
Yeah.
So who's over?
So we got tonight, we got Vegas money line, Canucks -1.5 or money line.
And then, 60 minutes.
So the Stars Oilers, do we like the over?
I would agree on the over. I think that game is at least a 4-2, 3-3 overtime game where another goal has to be scored. Okay. I could see that being even like a 5-2 or something.
And Blues money line on Friday is just kind of a lean. It's not really not confident.
I'll probably play it, but I won't be playing it with like a 5-unit bet.
All right. Respect.
We do have a parlay going. Just want to let the viewers know that the Bruins are up 1-0 and the Kings are up 1-0.
Two of the four legs.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, scratch that. Kings up 2-0.
Good for the parlay. Should have had that as the
panel
lay.
Yeah.
That would have been electric.
Sit out.
All right. Well, before we go, who are we on for Thursday night?
I am on the Tennessee Titans.
I'm not on anybody.
Nick, you lean either way between the Steelers and Titans?
Mom, Steelers first sack.
Steelers first sack?
First sack.
That's the only bet I took.
Nah, I mean, that's a good bet.
I'm on Derrick Henry. Like that bet. I'm on King Henry.
I don't like the over.
Because Kenny Pickett goes 3 now, his first 3.
What is the over-under at?
Like 40, 39, something like that?
No, it was like 37, low 30s.
37-ish.
Like medium 30s, because I was going to bet the under.
I only bet tonight Derrick Henry touchdown.
I need 50 plus yards. 37.5.
That's so terrible.
I really, really, really like DeAndre Hopkins to score the first touchdown of the game at plus 1,000 tonight.
D-Hop first tud.
And I'm sneaky good at first touchdowns randomly. Steelers are one of the biggest. They give up one of the most big plays in the league. And D-Hop last week made a lot of big plays. Will Levis is looking to just throw it down there. D-Hop down there somewhere, whatever. Chuck it down there.
What about no touchdown score?
I don't like that at all. No.
I like that.
Think about.
How do you go from, I'm going
to
take the
I'm going to take the over no to fucking score. No touchdown score.
A lot of field goals, boys. A lot of field goals.
Yeah. Field goals hits the over. It's 37.5. 21-18 all on field goals.
They're going to need 13 field goals.
Hopefully you got Boswell or whoever their kicker is in your fantasy lineup.
Really good in between the 20s, both those offenses.
Does anyone have the Lions kicker from last week? Because he had a hell of a game in fantasy.
I did have him last week. I dropped his bum ass, though.
After last week when he made four?
He's on a bye.
Oh, he's on a bye. Bum? He made four field goals.
He was like the 30th best kicker.
He had to jump up a little bit after last week.
He did.
But he's on a bye. That's fair. Drop him. All right.
Did you discuss Nick and I's fantasy game last week?
Disaster.
Highest scoring fantasy game of the year. Had to have been in our league. Right? I mean, 240 to 215. You had another game that went under 200 points combined.
Straight to jail.
Nick is announcing the firing of his fantasy defensive coordinator live on the podcast right now.
He's taking some time with his family. He's gone.
I had a pretty disgusting beat in our sleeper league.
You did. Austin Eckler goes negative. That was rough.
I went to bed and I was winning. I woke up and I lost.
I put Carter back in the tank. Carter's tanking after I beat him.
I thought about trading for. I sent a few trades.
Jahmyr Gibbs went nuclear.
To try to win.
Jahmyr Gibbs went nuclear.
What NBAs you got tonight?
I like the Suns first half. Spurs kind of, you know, don't really start that fast. Wemby doesn't start fast, scores majority of his points in the fourth. Obviously, like Banchero. Detroit's interesting at plus four because there's no Brandon Ingram or Zion. Both teams are on a back-to-back. It's in New Orleans. It's kind of a tough one to call. I would lean Detroit, wouldn't play it. But I like Phoenix, especially Phoenix, probably a little pissed off. They blew that game a couple nights ago to San Antonio. The Spurs really aren't good.
Jeremy Sochan, over 5.5 rebounds.
It's not a bad bet. He crashed the glass. He's a good all-around player. I like that. Trey Jones for the Spurs, maybe over 9.5 points. But yeah, I don't love the slate tonight. But yeah, Banchero and Suns minus 9.5.
Yeah.
I like the Suns.
We got college basketball starting next week, boys.
Yep, college basketball does start.
You can finally be sharp again.
That'll make things interesting.
I'm passing my MLB bets on to your college basketball bets. I'm going to lean on you now.
Yes, sir. Gotta love those mid-majors.
Holmberg is a mid-major demon.
It's where you get the
best lines. It takes you about like a week till you figure out who your fucking who the mid-major teams are that are good too. It doesn't take you long. You watch a few of them and you're like, yeah, they're gonna be good. How's Chattanooga gonna be?
I don't think they're gonna be that great. God.
You gotta be
SoCon's pretty good and they're not at the top.
Tell you what, Towson. I think Towson's going to be strong.
They lost Timberlake.
They did lose Timberlake. But I think they're going to be strong.
You got to be one of the biggest ESPN Plus supporters in the nation with all the major basketball you lost.
Yeah, I get my $10 a month worth, I'll tell you that.
need to check his hours.
If you have another dog, are you going to name it like Noog or something?
Maybe. Maybe.
Since you have Duke, maybe you need Nuke.
Fuck Duke. Not your dog. 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 The program. Sorry.
Yeah, those bastards got Patrick from us.
They're going to be a... Did they get him?
Yeah, they're going
to get him.
Holy
shit. Well, he hasn't committed, but... They got him.
Duke's got a loaded recruiting class then.
Yeah, they got Flag.
Fag. What?
What?
What? Flag.
Yeah, Flag. Cooper Flag with an L, Kyler.
I didn't know his name. I haven't heard about him. I mean, he's going Duke for
the
past 6 months.
Wait, L Flag?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I believe there might be two G's.
Oh.
He's not bad. He's not a bad player.
The second one is silent.
Just click it. He looks pretty good.
Yeah, he's a beast. Calling him Leitner Jr.
He's much more athletic.
Oh, no. Get rid of it.
He is much more athletic than Leitner, though.
Get past line.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be good this year, too. I mean, they have. I think they have the National Player of the Year.
Who?
Filipowski.
You think he's going to win Player of the Year?
Mm-hmm, I do. I think he's going to have a really, really, really good season back at center. He's going to be a matchup nightmare. Instead of playing the four like he did last year, he's going to play center.
He was a little soft last year.
I like him. I also like Proctor. Proctor's an NBA prospect for sure. He'll be a top 10 pick. He's a stud. And they brought back Roach somehow, who I guess is, 27 playing collegiate ball, but that's fine. And who K-State? Is K-State, that's their first game as USC? They don't play like a...
We already did. We just beat up on
Emporia State last night.
They don't play like a stinker in the first game.
Wait, so are we 1-0 or still 0-0?
0-0.
We're 0.
Oh. I didn't know if you guys played like a stinker warm-up game.
No.
Like or something?
Yeah, their name's USC.
Well, I don't think they're like a stinker. USC.
We're gonna make them look like it.
I love the Najee Harris first touchdown.
No touchdown score. Dead.
Over looking good, Holmberg. That's a quick touchdown.
Matt Canada's job.
No field goals.
Safe for one more drive.
No field goals. So college basketball all starts Monday.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't even know KU plays. I think they play some central team, and then we play Kentucky. Or do we play Kentucky first? I don't know.
No. You play some crappy team.
It's like a North Carolina Central or somebody like that, and then we play Kentucky in the Champions Classic or whatever it is. Well, we'll be able to have college basketball bets then next week.
Heck yeah.
All right, well, I think we can definitely call it there. You got any more homework or are you good?
I'm good.
All right. We'll be back next Thursday. Thank you, guys. Peace.
Go Cats.
Go Hawks. Go Cats.